And yet France would not become the first new nation. Its focus would be, as we've seen, its great achievements, its contributions would be political in the French Revolution. The first continental industrial state would be Belgium. France and Germany, the various German states, would fall in line. There would be expansion of the industrial production to the continent, certainly in the 19th century. A second major wave of industrialization occurring after 1850. That's when the real gaps begin to appear on the continent. But France would not become the first industrial nation, despite all of the advantages that it had. What were the factors that might have prevented that? Well, one was revolution and war. France was convulsed from 1789, really down to 1815, with domestic turmoil, with domestic problems, with war. And as a consequence, this was, as one might say today, not exactly the most congenial environment for investment, and thinking about long-term investment in particular. So the impact of revolution and war would play a role. I think there's something else that one has to say, too, about the nature of the French Revolution and the accomplishments of the Revolution. One of the reasons that one could argue that France does not play a greater leadership role in industrialization is the very success of land reform during the French Revolution. That in England, one of the key ingredients of success was having a large labor force freed from working on the land that would be able to work in these burgeoning cities, industrial cities of the late 18th and 19th centuries. But in France, the very success of land reform, the redistribution of property, would keep the peasantry on the land. There was no need for, there's no great driving need to leave the land to move into these growing industrial centers. So that played a role. The Napoleonic Code added a punctuation mark to this by ending primogeniture so that younger sons of peasant families didn't have to leave the land to go in search of some sort of livelihood, but could remain on the family land. So that you have what the revolution manages to do, I think, in France is to create's probably not the right word, since there was already a fairly substantial land-owning peasantry in France, but it certainly encouraged the growth of an independent land-owning French farming class, peasant class, that would certainly be a key to thinking about the success of French agriculture over the 19th century, but would not create this mobile labor force to go into the cities. There's another factor, too, that needs to be mentioned here, and a curious one. We'll have a chance to talk about this a little bit later when we talk about big demographic trends, is that already at the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th, one can see the first signs of a relative decline in the growth rates of French population. France, up in the middle of the 19th century, was the most 18th century, rather, was the most populous country in Europe, west of Russia. But a decline, whereas the rest of Europe experienced an enormous population explosion, France, the population would grow. It's a relative decline, but that rate of growth would certainly begin to even out in France, so that by the end of the century, a declining birth rate was a major concern in French political life. It meant that there wasn't the excess population to move into the cities. Finally, I would say this too. France had a very long and very successful tradition of producing luxury goods. The great court life of Louis XIV, of the elaborate sort of consumption that one saw at Versailles, and kept up by the French aristocracy, was something that encouraged the production of luxury goods, which by definition are not mass-produced. So this would also play a role in the surprising trajectory of France, I would say, from the middle of the 18th century. But what about Britain, then? If we're talking about why not France, why Britain? Well, there are a number of factors that we should address, beginning with the most obvious. It's impossible to talk about almost any development in England or Britain more broadly without coming back to geography. England As a student of mine once said, England, as Henry Kissinger has pointed out, is an island. I couldn't resist at the time writing in the margin, at least you have it on the highest authority. But one does have to begin with this obvious geographic fact.